981 2NM. You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Katrubi. Hello. When this came across my desk, I thought, this is very interesting. Singleton Emergency Services Internship. That's what the heading says. It's a program targeting youth aged 16 to 21 who reside in the Singleton LGA, designed to give them a bit of an introduction into the world of emergency services. And I believe it involves all of the local emergency services, as well as Singleton Council and Resilience New South Wales and the PCYC. So I thought I should find out a little bit more about this and maybe even help spread the word. And joining me now to do that is Joe Schultz, the Acting Commander of the Hunter Valley Police District. Joe, good morning and welcome to Hunter Valley Today.
Yeah, good morning.
Tell me about the Singleton Emergency Services Internship. Is this something new or has it been going on for a while?
No, this is completely new. It was an idea that was conceived after the bushfires, actually. We, as a local emergency management committee in Singleton, we looked around the room and we knew that the next generation needed to be more involved and be more aware of, you know, what the local services do, if they might be interested in a career in emergency services or emergency management. It's just a taster. It's an 8-week program, gives young people an opportunity to meet with the local emergency service organisations and learn a bit more about what we do and the emergency management aspect of what we do.
Now, I suppose it should be pointed out, you're not going to actually get to touch things, I suppose, or do anything that's going to put you in any danger. This is purely an observation thing to give you a taste into what the industry is like.
There'll be a little bit of a mixture where we want to try and give people as much of a taster, a little bit of exposure into some of the roles that we perform. There'll be a little bit of some activities, I suppose. There'll be some scenarios and role plays or different things like that, and some desktop exercises that we do quite often to plan and prepare for emergencies in the local area. We're looking at doing things like first aid training for people, give young people some skills that they might use, whether it be for other areas of employment or just to assist them in their own lives.
Apparently each week, it's 4-hour session every week for the 8 weeks?
Yeah, that's right. So it's on a Wednesday afternoon outside of school. So it gives people a chance if they're at school, they can come along after school. It'll run for 8 weeks, kicks off in October, and with a little graduation ceremony at the end, you know, just in time for Christmas.
Absolutely. Great way to head into Christmas. Now, what's the rules as far as who can actually apply for this?
So at this stage, it's open to any young person who lives in the Singleton local government area. They're between the age of 16 and 21. We've just got a short registration that they can submit. It just gives us some details and then just a little brief outline as why they'd like to be involved. It doesn't have to be too difficult. We don't want too much information, just a little bit of background as to why you might be interested in participating.
Now, it says places are limited. Is there an ideal number that you have in mind at this stage, or depend on how many applications you get?
It'll just depend on the level of interest that we get. We're hoping that we get quite a few people apply, and we'll take as many as we can possibly do that to make it a really good program.
And can you mention the agencies that are involved in running this?
Yeah, so the actual project is it's auspiced by the Singleton PCYC, and then it's also involvement by the local police, New South Wales Police Force, New South Wales Ambulance, RFS, New South Wales SES, Fire and Rescue, Resilience New South Wales, Singleton Council, and the local Mines Rescue as well.
How do people register their interest?
We'll be circulating some information via social media and different websites. There'll be some posters around town as well. There's a QR code on that poster. If you just scan that code, it takes you to a survey, and you just complete it that way.
Okay, and how long do people have to get the application in? When do they close?
Registrations will close on the 30th of September.
Okay, so that's not really a long time, only a couple of weeks. So yep. If this sounds like something for you or one of your children or someone you know, let them know ASAP so they can check it out a bit more and make sure they get their application in. Joe, thank you very much for letting us know about this. Sounds like an awesome opportunity for some young singleton youth, and hopefully you get bombarded with enough that it's a great success, but not too many that you have to spend hours and hours going through all the paperwork.
Oh, look, I don't mind. It'll be, I hope we get a lot of interest.
Thanks again for filling us in, and have a great day.
Thanks very much.
That's Superintendent Joe Schultz, who's the Acting Region Commander for Hunter Valley Police on Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.